This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, we got to talk parties for a quick sec. I got to open up today, you know, because it's the weekend, getting ready for the weekend. And, you know, it's graduation time. And my kids aren't graduating yet. I mean, I hope I see them graduate. You know, they better get their butts to school and, you know, crack down on the books. But I have other babies who hold close to my heart. And those are some of my medical students. And so there's a class of medical students, one of the first classes I taught, who are graduating. So I want to throw a party. If my kids aren't graduating right now, cum laude or whatever, right, I'm going to throw a party anyway. So my pseudo kids and so my little baby doctors are all grown up, and I'm throwing a medical school grad party. Now, some of you guys are like, oh, medical students, they don't know how to party. Yeah, they do. They do. So how do you prepare for a party full of medical students? Okay, well, first, medical students are hungry. Okay, they don't have time to eat. They get pretty skinny. I gained a little bit of weight during medical school because I would limit my workouts to no more than like 20, 30 minutes. So I didn't do, you know, the full hour-long workout. So you started to kind of pack on a little bit of weight because you weren't exercising as much because you were sitting and studying all the time. You also get vitamin D deficient, you know, when you're a medical student because you're always, like, studying and, you know, in the classroom. So, but, you know, you're hungry because you don't really, you know, have time to go out and eat. You cook whatever's in the fridge. Many times if you don't have anything in the fridge, it doesn't matter, and you're always studying. So I have to get a lot of food. We're talking over 100. I don't know how many people are coming over. Over 100, I got to feed everybody. And, you know, how do you do that pretty inexpensively? And then, of course, you got some, not everybody, some like to drink. All right, so I need to have a pretty stocked bar. Then you have those that don't drink. We have a lot of students who are LDS, whatever, and they've asked for Dr. Pepper. I think Dr. Pepper doesn't have caffeine, but a lot of people like Dr. Pepper, so I had to get a lot of Dr. Pepper. Got soda, water, that kind of stuff. Then got to have dessert. Okay, so I got the little chocolate fountain. You know, I hear it's a lot harder than it looks where you got to melt the chocolate and use oil, and you got to do that hours before. But, you know, you're looking at this going, okay, that's a lot of money. And, yeah, I got a DJ, too. Yeah, I got a DJ. So, you know, trying to put on a party for over 100, 120 people, I mean, how do you do that pretty reasonably? Okay, well, you know, entertainment is going to cost. Entertainment is going to cost. When you kind of look at food and you do food and things like that, I know I probably shouldn't talk about this before the party, but I don't think anybody's listening because they're all getting ready for graduation. But there's a way that you could feed a lot of people not that expensively. All right? And doing parties like this makes me not want to go out to a restaurant because I realize how much I'm getting gypped. So the first thing you do whenever you want to feed a whole bunch of people is you got to start with the greens and you get some salad. Salad is cheap. All right, now I understand prices went up after all the E. coli stuff, but get a big, huge bowl of salad. Get some little extra cheese, maybe some little, you know, croutons, things like that, so they could spruce up the salad. Some salad dressing, boom. A big bowl of salad, and make sure they eat that first, right? Okay, don't let them go to the meat first. Make sure they go to the salad first, right? So they hopefully fill up on salad, okay? Not too expensive. Second, pasta. You know, there's a lot of Italian restaurants out there, and there's, you know, it's really, really fancy, and you know, good Italian food is worth it, but pasta's pretty cheap. Get a bunch of pasta. Cook up a bunch of different sauces so they have a choice of sauces. So now you have a pasta bar. Can't do bad with a pasta bar. Okay, then meat. Now, meat, that's where, you know, it's costly. But the thing is there's a lot of ways you could do meat. You don't have to serve everybody a full-blown steak. You could have pieces of steak, slices, okay? Have somebody do the serving so nobody takes a whole half a pan. Now, you basically, for under, right now, where am I at the price? We're right now at about $150, $200 maybe, okay? Okay, so now, drinks. We won't go to dessert yet. Drinks. All right, so I got a bunch of these little champagne glasses. Don't get those. They fall over a lot. But anyway, right, if you think everybody's going to load your bar, what you do is you get a couple bottles of champagne, fill up. You serve the champagne first so people think they already got their drink in, right? And then they're less likely to go and hit the scotch, hit the whiskey and all that. Now, you got the scotches and the whiskiers and all that. That's going to happen. But, you know, people walking around with their champagne, it starts to kind of ease up, kind of starts to bottleneck towards the bar. All right? And then the bar, that's okay. We're stocked. We're fine with that. So I don't really have to put any extra money to that. And now the dessert. The dessert, that's my favorite. So we got a little chocolate fountain. And what makes that really, really fancy is you get like a bunch of marshmallows. You get some like pretzels. You could get some strawberries, bananas, things like that. And then you get some toothpicks. And so they can basically fondue, stick any of those into the chocolate. And there's dessert. And I still bought cupcakes and stuff because, you know, I got kids there too. But, you know, not too expensive. So dessert table, I probably did the dessert table maybe under $50, $60. Right. Then DJ is going to be, you know, hundreds. That's, you know, bartender, yeah. But basically, I could throw a party for maybe $1,200. I don't know. I don't know. I have to find out the whole thing. Oh, yeah. And then, all right. Oh, yeah. And then, you know, cleaning. You got to clean before and you got to clean after. So that's kind of costly, but that's okay. But, you know, when you throw a party, all right, there's ways to do it where it doesn't have to be. And, you know, you don't really need a DJ. I guess, you know, I was talking to some college kids about, you know, do they DJ? And they go, you just hook up your phone to the speakers. You don't even need to, you know, you get some lighting. You hook up the phone. Now, I have a fantastic DJ. I really love him. So he's, DJ Jace is going to be coming over. But, you know, if you guys want music, you know, there's ways to get some strobe lights. Have your iPhone hooked up to the speakers with a playlist. And boom. You know, so, you know, when you guys are party planning, you're like, look, I got to throw a real big party, but I got to do it on a budget. Come to me. I got you covered. All right. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Before we begin, I just heard that Jim Fowler, remember Mutual of Omaha Wild Kingdoms, you know, Jim Fowler? He passed, I believe today, 87 years old, in his Norwalk, Connecticut home, according to his family. No cause of death reported. But I don't know if you guys remember. I just remember as a kid. I don't know if I watched it as much as my family did. I was kind of young. But Mutual of Omaha, he was kind of like the crocodile hunter of the 70s and 80s, I guess. He's a zoologist. He was, I guess, the first man to successfully trap a harpy eagle, bring it back alive in the U.S. He would go into animals deep, deep, deep into, you know where they live and their dens. And he was on Johnny Carson. He was on Seinfeld. I think, remember? Seinfeld. Oh, my gosh. I love that show. What was it? Kramer was doing a night show, but there were, like, no cameras. And he had Jimmy Fowler there. And, you know, he's like, where's the cameras? Apparently, Wild Kingdom started in the 60s. He was a wildlife expert on NBC's Today. He was worked as a raptor in a raptor sanctuary in Florida. Not like Velociraptor, like Bird Raptor. And then he co-hosted the show with Marlon Perkins, and then became the solo host in 1985 when Perkins retired. The show ended in 88. They revived Wild Kingdom in 2002, aired until 2011. I didn't watch it. But 87 years old, you know, fantastic, fantastic person. You know, sorry to see him go. Remarkable that we're seeing more and more men live till their 80s. And late 80s. So, you know, keep it up, everybody. We're definitely extending our life expectancy. Maybe not as a whole because of a lot of the overdose deaths bringing the numbers down. But, you know, a lot of men out there are now beating the odds and, you know, overcoming the 60s, which is a real, real tough decade, and getting into the 70s and 80s and hopefully 90s. So, you know, we need to do better. But it's, you know, remarkable that we're, you know, doing as good as we are. Okay, now, this definitely sparked a lot of controversy. I don't know if you guys heard about this. And for those of you that want to call in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, there's a headline where a teacher who has cancer has to pay for her own substitute. And this is making everybody gasp. But we need to kind of look at this. And before we react, okay, we need to think this one through. And I think I have a solution. Not that anybody asks me my opinion, but I think I have a solution. So I'm reading here from the LA Times that California teachers have to pay for the cost of their substitute if their sick leave runs out, according to California Education's code. If they exhaust their sick leave and remain out due to illness or accident, their salary will be docked to cover the payment for the substitute teacher. Now, some of you are like, oh, my gosh, that's horrible. That's a Shonda. Others are like, well, yeah, if you exhaust your sick leave, you don't get paid time. So we'll hash this out in a second. So the policy was added to the code back in 1976 that is now controversial because there's a San Francisco, or there was a teacher at San Francisco school had to cover the fees of the person who was subbing for her because she was undergoing breast cancer treatment. The woman's situation has come to light. A GoFundMe page has been launched for her last month and was reported by the San Francisco Chronicle. And according to the GoFundMe page, it says by the time she has had her second surgery, she will have exhausted all of her accumulated sick leave days and will be using extended sick leave, which is the regular salary minus the cost of the substitute teacher. Her colleagues will be donating sick days, but they will not be available till the next school year. Now, the teacher has taught at Glen Park School for 17 years. Now, in the San Francisco School District, a teacher is allotted 10 sick days at the beginning of the school year, 100 days of extended sick leave if they need more time. Now, some of you might be listening to this going, whoa, 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 we don't get that. extended sick leave, I had no idea was an additional option. That's even better than my solution. You know, in most jobs, if you use up your sick leave, you use up your sick leave. And that's it. So it looks like she can get another 100 days, but it's just not going to be full pay. The teacher's salary for those extra days is reduced by the cost of a sub, which is generally between $167 to $203 per day in the district. State Senator Connie Leyva, chair of the California Senate Education Committee, wants to change the law. She said, candidly, I think the times have changed, and it's our job to change with the times. Now, the teacher has asked for her name to be withheld for privacy reasons, of course, was described in the fundraiser as an impeccable educator who wrote each of her 22 students a personalized note to thank them for their support after her first surgery. Now, her fundraiser has already received about $13,000. Hopefully, we'll receive even more. Goal was $10,000. Okay, so let's just, everybody stop for a second and break this down. Okay, I love teachers. Teachers are the backbone of our educational system, the backbone of a lot of our children's childhoods. So we don't mess with them. We support them in any way we can. All right, but let's break this down a little bit. Okay? I need to preface this by saying, you know, I've been a boss, I've been an employer. I've seen people take off for, you know, I slept over, you know, I was at my boyfriend's, or, you know, I got drunk, I'm hungover, I'm tired, I'm stoned. And so you have to, as an employer, cap the sick leave at some point. I mean, you can only pay for somebody not coming to work for so long. Larger employers are going to be mandated by law to eventually have X amount of pay, probably maternity, paternity, etc. But, you know, somebody high on, you know, marijuana, too stoned to drive, yeah, I'll pay for that day off, but I'm not going to do it, you know, a lot. I mean, we'll cap it. You'll use your sick leave and you're done. The problem is if somebody uses their sick leave and now something serious comes into play. And now, here's the boss, Mr. Smith, not paying for that person to come to work. Oh, but they're sick. They were in an accident. And the boss wants to say, but why did you use up all your other sick leave before? I mean, you know, you called in, you know, and a lot of people, they have this, you know, they have the type of job where if you don't use it, you lose it. So people will use it up to the minute. And then all of a sudden something happens and they don't have it anymore. Well, is that the boss's fault? Now, most jobs, you get your 10-day sick leave or whatever, and then that's it. And then maybe there's vacation time, etc. It looks like the school district is allowing you to have extra time off, not as much money, but still some sort of leave. But now, what do we do in terms of cancer? What do we do in terms of serious illness? Should we have laws that allow for, well, if you have cancer, if you have serious illness, you get extended pay at full price, full pay, full salary? As a doctor, I'm like, oh, hell yeah. But we need to look at the numbers to this. Some cancer treatments can go on for months. Can an employer really, I mean, schools are already strapped for money. Schools are already on a limited budget. How do they pay for two salaries for one person long term? Now, cancer is easy to prove. You know, you'll have some people going, well, you know, I don't feel good, or I got migraines, or I got back pain, and those are real illnesses. But, you know, we could limit it to cancer. But then the problem with that is, okay, well, proof. You know, where's your privacy? What if you really don't want your boss to know that you have cervical cancer? So, what is the boss entitled to know? What is the boss allowed to do when they're the ones paying your salary? I love the idea of pooled sick leave. I think sick leave banks are very easy to do. I think sick leave contests. I think for productivity, you throw in extra sick leave, extra days off. I mean, there's ways to beef up. There was somebody in my work who had cancer and used up sick leave. I went to Human Resources saying, look, I want to donate some of mine. I want to get a pool going. And that particular institution wouldn't allow it. They didn't have a means for that to happen. So pooling sick leave, I think, is great. But, you know, we really need to kind of look at what the ramifications could be. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A live TV appearance last night by the former FBI Director James Comey won't do anything to settle his feud with President Trump, who today is criticizing Comey for saying that Trump could still be prosecuted after he leaves office for obstruction of justice. Trump saying on Twitter today that Comey was a disgrace to the FBI and saying both Republicans and Democrats thought he should be fired. Comey also saying on that CNN town hall,
"We are becoming numb to the fact that the leader of the free world lies constantly. And even if you support him, you have to look in the mirror and say, yeah, he lies constantly. We're so numb to it that we're forgetting it's not okay, and that's a recipe for a melting of our standards."
The Labor Department says inflation ticked up 0.3% last month from March. However, the consumer price index was up a full 2% even since April of last year. This is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You know, sometimes you just can't make this up. So a couple days ago we learned that, remember there was a student who sued his Kentucky high school because he wasn't allowed to participate in school activities because he wasn't vaccinated against the chicken pox? Well, you know, and he was like, well, look, this is my senior year. I want to do sports. I want to, and, you know, they wouldn't let him participate because he wasn't vaccinated. Well, he actually came down with the chickenpox. His attorney, Christopher Weiss of Covington, told the Kentucky Inquirer that 18-year-old Jerome Kunkel came down with chickenpox last week. He says the boy's fine, a little itchy. And there was a local outbreak of chickenpox, and students who weren't vaccinated were ordered to stay away from Our Lady of the Assumption Church, told to stay away from school and activities. So the kids sued the school. The North Kentucky Health Department, or sued the health department, claiming the vaccine is against his religious beliefs, and others joined in. Now, a judge last month denied the request for him to return to activities. So his lawyer said about half of his clients have contracted chickenpox since filing the case. He said he told parents that a child getting chickenpox would be the quickest way to resolve the case, since a bout of chickenpox confers immunity. This is according to the lawyer. Now, the health department said in a news release Wednesday that the lawyer's statement was, quote, alarming and disappointing. The department said people who contract chickenpox can expose others to the virus before the disease becomes apparent. Remember I told you guys that you're contagious with most viruses a couple days before you even feel sick? So you get a virus, whether it's a cold, whether it's a flu, whatever. You could be feeling fine. You could be, you know, still spewing it out when you talk to somebody. And then all of a sudden you get sick, and, you know, mom or whatever's like, okay, stay in your room. Don't be around anybody else. Then everybody else starts to get sick, and you're like, wait. And you're like, but I didn't do anything. Well, it's because you already infected people way before you even knew you had it. Because the time it takes for your immune system to start building up its responses, you're already breathing back out the virus. You know, I, in my office, would wear a mask a lot of times with patients. Not when I would talk to them, but when I would come up and examine them. And, you know, people would be like, well, gosh, you know, you're worried I'm going to give you something. I'm like, no, 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 not at all. First, you don't have to smell my lunch, so that's nice. But number two is, in case I just saw somebody with the flu that breathed it on me, I don't want to breathe it back to you. And we really need to study, for those of us in healthcare who are vaccinated against the flu or a lot of other diseases, can we still give it to you even though we don't get sick? Can we still get it and breathe it right back? So if I see a patient in room two who has the flu and I'm in that room for about 5-10 minutes, okay, I leave the room. I know you're supposed to spend longer with the patient, but, you know, you diagnose the flu, you examine the patient, you talk to the patient, you tell them what to do. You know, you could be done in 10 minutes. I leave. I go into another room. Can I exhale that virus back onto somebody else? Yeah, I think the answer is yes. Absolutely. I try not to breathe on a patient. I'd wear a mask. But the potential could be there. I mean, look at herpes. If somebody has herpes, even if they don't have an outbreak, they're still shedding the virus. It's called shedding. S-H-E-D-D-I-N-G. Shedding. Stop the giggles. And so you can, you know, still infect somebody, even if you're not coming down with it. You know, there would be couples who would come in for STD testing. And both of them would show up positive for herpes. And they're like, but I never had it. You must have given it to me, or you must have given it, you know. And I sometimes have to explain, look, either of you guys could have had it for years and just never had an outbreak. And your antibody showed that you're positive because you were exposed. So you might not actually come down with the illness, but you have antibodies to it. So now back to this kid. So we have this kid who wasn't vaccinated against the chickenpox. There was a little cluster of cases, local area. Now he and half of the lawyer's clients came down with chickenpox. Now, I don't know if a jury, you know, or judge would now feel sorry for them and, you know, side with them, say, look, you ended up getting sick, which means you could have gone to the school, infected others. You know, sorry, we were right. But the patients are thinking, okay, I got chickenpox the natural way. I have lifelong immunity. I still had a right to go to school. I still had a constitutional right. I'm paying taxes to go to school. I still have a right to play out my sport. And so I wouldn't be surprised if we see this eventually head to the Supreme Court. Maybe not particularly this case, but when we don't allow an unvaccinated child with measles or with chickenpox to come to a school, and understandable, I mean, I get why the health department or the school district is coming up with that, because there may be some very immunosuppressed children with diabetes or leukemia or cancer, you know, unable to be vaccinated. And so you don't want sick kids coming into the school, getting them sick. That's why there's a vaccine program for the school. Okay? But how in a legal setting will those cases, you know, win in terms of constitutionality and, you know, us being allowed to bar you from going to public school when the same isn't done with the flu vaccine? And I keep bringing that up, and I know you guys think I'm a, you know, broken record with that, but flu kills more than any of those combined. And kids are more than welcome to come to school if they weren't vaccinated against the flu. And again, they could shed the flu and give the flu a couple days before they even feel they have it. So I'm not saying I'm on the kid's side or the school side or the health department side. I am just very interested in what legally ends up happening with this. Because when you start to tell people, you can't go to school because you didn't get a shot, and we pick and choose which shots, and we're not including the one that has been shown to save thousands of lives. I get that the flu shot isn't as effective as other shots. I get that. But still, even if it protects 40% of people, 40% of 80,000. Okay, well, hold on a second. Well, 1% is 8, right? No, 10% is 8 of 80,000. So then 8, 4, 3. Okay, so that's 3,000. No? Oh, no, 80,000. Okay, forget the math. No, 40% would be 30,000 people. 30,000 people, let's say. All right, leave me alone. Hey, it's been a while. I took calculus three. 30,000 lives possibly could be saved a year if people got vaccinated. Of those 80 that died, let's say. Now I'll have to do the math differently. I apologize. But we're not blocking those kids from coming to school. And I'm not saying we need to block those kids from coming to school, but if you're going to make a rule, if you're going to make a decree that you are not going to allow certain populations or people or those with religious beliefs to do something, you better be consistent across the board. And yes, chickenpox can kill, measles can kill. It's rare, but it can. But we have a lot more deaths with flu. So either we ban everybody who's not vaccinated against a, you know, pretty deadly common disease, or we don't. But this picking and choosing is what bothers me. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Joy, get joy at Kohl's. Get ready for colder weather and take an extra 15% off. Give outerwear and boots for the family. Get Harry Potter sweatshirts and hoodies. And with an extra 15% off, a 6-quart Instant Pot is just $93.49. Plus, only at Kohl's, you get Kohl's cash to spend later. The more you give, the more Kohl's cash you get. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 7th through 15th with promo code KICKOFF15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlih.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Vaccinate your pets. Please vaccinate your pets. Rabies scares the hell out of me. Rabies says, and I'm scared because I got cats and dogs, right? And they were all indoor. I mean, you know, we had a little potty, doggy door. I have a little Uzi to go outside and go potty. And our cats were indoor cats. And then we adopted a cat from my ex-boss. Good guy. Because his wife is allergic to cats. We adopted this cat, and this cat was an outdoor cat. And we adopted, and the cat was always outside. He said she would tear off bunnies' heads and eat birds and things like that. And I'm like, really? Well, okay, well, you know, thank you for the gift. And we took in this cat, but I'm like, no, she's going to be indoors. None of this outdoor, you know, eating Peter Rabbit and nah, none of that happening, okay? And she loved being inside, loved it. And again, she was an outdoor cat because, again, you know, people were allergic to cats, you know, in the house, so, you know, they had the cat outside. So, and it's understandable. So the cat's inside, and I'm like, all right, we have indoor cats, you're going to be indoors. Well, all of a sudden, the other cats decide to be outdoor cats. I don't know where this happened. And she never goes outside. She doesn't want to go outside. She always stays inside. But the other cats, now they like to go outside the doggy door. I don't know why that happened. Maybe they're scared of her. I don't know. Maybe she told them, hey, look, guys, you are missing a whole world. You know, probably what happens whenever you bring in a new animal, you know, the other animals talk. And these cats, they do this whisker Morse code thing. So you bring in a new animal, and the other animals are mad, right? Because they're territorial. They're like, are you going to go in my potty box? You're not going to go in my potty box, are you? You hell, hell no. You're going to go near my eats? You don't touch my eats. That's my feed. And so when the new cat came in, the other cats had a meeting. I saw them. They had a little committee. They had a meeting. And then they sent a spokesperson to talk to the new cat. And Shaky Boo was the man of the house. So the girls went to Shaky Boo and told Shaky Boo to talk to the new cat, Spider. So I saw this all happening. I'm not pulling this out of my retroperitoneum. I saw it all happen. So Shaky Boo starts to walk like, you know, Mufasa, you know, right? Getting off Pride Rock, right? Acting like, you know, he is now the king of the jungle. And he comes over to her, right? And she goes, meow! He takes a step back. But he kind of, you know, schools her on how things are going to be in the Dahlia household. And I know this happened because she looks at me like, say what? She goes, really? And you see him kind of go, yeah, really. So he must have told her that I sing in the shower, that, you know, sometimes the bathroom gets stinky, that I, you know, I like to do tickle tummy. So I think he told her everything. And you could see she really wasn't that happy about her new abode. But, you know what, she's like, you know what, I'll make the most of it. But then she started to talk to him and school him on what life is like outside of Dr. Dahlia land. And then the other cats came over, and they're all sitting there next to Spider, and she, doing whatever she's doing, is debriefing them on what things are like outside. Well, the next day, all the cats are now outside. I'm like, are you kidding me? What a bad influence she is. Now little Snappy, the teenager, has a boyfriend? You know, the boyfriend cat is outside crying for her to come out. And she runs. She runs out the doggy door. It's like she doesn't even grab a jacket and her purse. She's like, see ya! And she runs out to be with the boy. And I'm like, whoa. Yeah, she's already, you know, I've already done all the spading and neutering of the cats. But I'm like, wait a second, who said you could date? You have a curfew. Anyway, she leaves. So she now has a boyfriend. The other cats are all outside. Well, the only problem is, you know, every now and then you hear of these cases of rabies. Now, all my cats have been vaccinated, but I'm starting to lose a little track on who, because we adopted, you know, from the pound or from, you know, the sometimes, you know, PetSmart or Petco will have, you know, adopt a cat. You know, they'll have rescue cats and stuff. So we've adopted these animals, and I'm trying to make sure I keep track, and I think we've kept track, but now that the cats are going outside, you know, the idea that people would have, okay, you know what, I don't have to vaccinate against parvo and feline leukemia and all this other stuff because they don't go outside. Cats change. Or an outside cat will come in, having been bit or got rabies, now attack your cat, now your cat has it, your cat jumps on the bed, tries to sleep with you, now infects you. So that's the problem. And rabies can kill. Now, a Norwegian woman, this is in the news, a Norwegian woman recently traveled to the Philippines for a vacation, and she's dead because there was a stray dog that she contracted rabies from. Her name is Brigitte Kalstad, 24 years old. She went to Southeast Asia with friends in February. And they were riding mopeds through a town, and there was a little puppy on the side of the road. So she carried the puppy in her basket and took it back to the resort they were staying at. This is according to the Daily Mail and Fox News. She washed and groomed the puppy, and then they played with it. And, you know, the puppy was doing ticklies and scratchies and little play bites, so she got some little minor bites and scratches. Now, she has a healthcare worker, and she works in Norway, and she did clean the cuts, sterilize them, whatever. But because they were just little baby, little niblets, she didn't really do much. And again, she thought it was a cute little innocent puppy. Then she got sick when she came back to Norway. Doctors tried to figure out what happened with her. She ends up dying within 2 months after, you know, having contact with that puppy. And Sweden's public health authorities confirmed that she actually ended up having rabies. Now, they never got there. Now, you know there's a rabies vaccine for humans. So if you have animals that, you know, like to be outside, or you work with a lot of animals outside, you might want to get yourself kind of, you know, inoculated. But neither she nor the friends had been vaccinated because it's not really on the list of vaccines required to travel to the Philippines. And, you know, the average person knows not to touch a stray dog. Well, not when it's a cute little puppy. Yeah, I did the same thing. Just like, I think I was in San Diego, and there was a cat. And it looked really, really well groomed, and the cat was just following me and my kid. I wouldn't let my kid touch a cat, but I did, of course, because I love, you know. And I did tickle tummy and all that. And I mean, luckily she didn't bite me. That's stupid. That's stupid. Now, we are, in this day and age, luckily able to treat rabies. But you gotta catch it early. You gotta know what's going on. And if you don't treat it, you'll die. Rabies is a virus. It has an affinity to a nerve, finds a nerve, follows that network or that highway to bigger nerves and bigger nerves until it makes it to the brain. So that's why a rabid dog in all the cartoons would be like mad, kooky looking. Because, again, when the virus affects the brain, it affects your mentation. And then salivating, that's another sign of rabies causing you to foam at the mouth. The thing is people go, oh, the dog's good because he's not foaming at the mouth. Well, you don't understand. That's a late-stage sign of rabies. Early-stage sign of rabies is sometimes nothing. And you could shed the virus, just like we were just talking about, you could shed the virus before you even know you're sick. So an animal might not even know he's sick and be playing. And that's what happened. That might have been a new rabies case for the dog to just sit there and play, fight with, you know, or the dog's trying to get it. So people get vaccinated. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.